Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by one of the best directors and producers of event television. He shaped Hollywood's biggest events, almost always had a cork in his pocket. His book is We're Live in 5. Quote, there's never enough time, but here we go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, unquote. We welcome Emmy and Directors Guild of America award winner, Jeff Margolis.
Hi there. How are you?
Absolutely great, Jeff. Let's go beyond the mic. Quote, when luck comes your way, you better have the talent, unquote. Yes. What's the luckiest break you ever had?
The luckiest break I ever had was when the producer of the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour, Alan Bly, tapped me on the shoulder when I was sitting in the associate director's seat. The director didn't show up. Alan Bly tapped me on the shoulder when it was time to start and said, move over. And I said, where? And he said, move into the director's chair. You're on.
Wow.
That was, yeah. My biggest break really came Tony Orlando and Don, two producers, Saul Ilson and Ernie Chamber, who came from the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, were hired by Fred Silverman to do Tony Orlando and Don, and they hired me to direct. That was my first network primetime weekly series, Tony Orlando and Don.
How has entertainment changed for the better and the worse since technology has improved?
I guess it's more, I think the technology makes it more interesting. I think it visually becomes more interesting. But I think that there's some heart that's been taken out of what we do, because sort of the reality of what we do isn't there as much anymore. I don't know, things happen too fast, and you don't get enough time with the artist, or the artist doesn't, you know, at one point in time, I would do a 1-hour television special and I'd be given 4 cameras. Directors today who do a 1-hour special have 14 cameras or 16 or 24. And you feel the need to use them all. So it's cut too fast and you have to move around and there are too many wide shots and all that. In the day of 4 cameras, when a singer sang a song, you stayed on a close-up for a long time, you know, which is what the people at home really want to see. You know, you've got Cher singing a song, or Whitney Houston, or Celine Dion, or Bette Midler, whoever. You want to see the face. You know, you want to see the heart and soul. And there's...
And you don't want a profile shot.
No. Well, I think I say in the book that I always put myself somewhere between the 5th and 10th row center, and I always shoot these shows the way that I would want to see them if I were home, the way I want the people at home to see them. And you're right. When you're sitting in a theater, you're sitting in a studio and you watch somebody perform, you never see them from over here. You know, you see them from here.
Jeff, why was writing this book important for you?
I wanted to, because I've been blessed. The book is called We're Live in 5, My Extraordinary Life in Television. And it's been extraordinary. I wanted to write the book because what I see today, I mean, things are moving so fast and there's so many gimmicks and there's so much stuff. And I started in television when television was still in its infancy. And I was able to create things and develop things and make things happen. And some of the things that I got to do with some of the other producer directors who were working at the time, we all got to develop and create what you see today. It's all, what we did is the sort of the nucleus of everything you see today. There are more cameras today, there are more lights, there's more, you know, flying things around going on and stuff. It's not as intimate as it once was, but we built the foundation for what you see in entertainment television today. You know, all of the competition shows that are on, American Idol, The Voice, you know, America's Got Talent, they're all based on the old-fashioned variety shows. The only difference is now America votes instead of a judge picking a winner.
We're live in five is the book. Jeff Margolis, the author, joins us beyond the mic for The Rocking Eight. All this is eight random questions answered with the first thing that comes to your mind. Jeff, there's no pressure. Which non-award show did you have the most fun directing?
Well, it's funny, son. I got to ask you a question. Are you a father?
Yes.
How many children do you have?
Two.
Okay. Which one's your favorite?
They both are.
That's right. There's my answer for you.
How about which non-award show did you have the least fun directing? You ain't going to answer that one either. Yes or no? Can you watch a television show or event without directing it in your head?
No. No.
How about the favorite place for you on the UCLA campus?
The School of Film and Television.
Which is the best musical in your opinion?
I love all musicals. The best one. Oh, quick. What's the name of the one Hugh Jackman just did?
The Greatest Showman.
The Showman.
How about your favorite David Letterman bit?
The dog.
Ah, who doesn't love Stupid Pet Tricks?
Stupid Pet Tricks.
What was the last rock concert you ever went to?
The last rock concert I went to, I actually shot. It was Aerosmith.
How about the last TV show you binged watched?
I've watched so many shows lately. It's called, there were a couple of them. I'm watching one right now called The Greatest Gentleman. It's on Netflix. But the last one I watched was probably, Slow Horses or Sneaky Pete, Bryan Cranston's.
It's time for one big question with Jeff Margolis beyond the mic. Jeff, at the end of your book, three of your 11 rules you share with your reader is be kind. Who is the kindest person you've ever worked with that helped shape you?
Quincy Jones.
You can't watch a TV show without directing it in his head. Wants you to read his book, We're Live in Five. Jeff Margolis, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you. Great, great questions. I'll come back anytime you want.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.